You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I'm here with Carolyn Worth and Lane Ezell from Community Entry Services. Carolyn is the program director there, and Lane is the vocational and day coordinator. And I wanted to catch up with them about particular things to be thinking about and needs of folks with disabilities in the wintertime. But before I ask that, let me just have you talk about what Community Entry Services does. What kind of services do you provide in our community?
Sure. Thanks for having us today. So CES, we provide services to 30 adults with disabilities, particularly intellectual disabilities or acquired brain injury. And we provide all different types of services. Some are 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and some are just a few hours a week. And it all depends on individual need. Some of the services we provide are medication management, transportation, recreational opportunities. You'll see us out and about doing Special Olympics practices, working with Teton Adaptive Sports. We do nutrition and meal prep. So you'll see us in the grocery stores probably on the weekends. Let's see. What else, Lane?
We have two residential sites. So we provide affordable housing to people with disabilities.
And accessible housing.
Accessible. And then we also do job development, job coaching. All of our clients are employed except for a few that are happily retired. So we coordinate with local businesses and make sure our clients are happily employed.
Yeah, and we have 25 local businesses that we work with in town. So we have integrated settings where our clients get to work.
Wow, you really cover a lot of bases there for folks.
It's a lot.
And it's a national organization, right? Community Entry Services, CES.
It's state.
So, oh, state.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we have an office in Riverton and Lander as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious about like that name and the entry services part of it. Is it, it's about kind of integrating?
Yeah. One of the main things that we provide is community integration. And super important, you know, getting clients to choose what they'd like to do in the community. And we do our best to get them to those activities. For example, I think we were just looking at the R Park on the 20th, going to that. So different activities. So getting clients into the community as much as possible.
Lane, maybe you could talk about what are some concerns of folks with differing disabilities in the wintertime? Is there anything specific there?
It's kind of a lot of the same things that you or I would struggle with. The sidewalks can be pretty treacherous sometimes. Our town does a really great job of making sure they're plowed. But even with that, it's pretty hard for our clients to get around sometimes in the winter. In the summertime, a lot of our clients bike to and from work or to and from their activities. But in the wintertime, that's not always an option for them. So the start bus is a great tool for us to use. But still, just walking to and from bus stops can be a little dangerous for everyone.
So. And one thing recently, Age Friendly, a group that meets, they put up these barrels and you'll see them around town and they have used ski poles and they've taped them up in bright green tape. And we've been utilizing those. So that's been a really great thing that Age Friendly provided.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. What a great idea. Well, if you're just joining me, I am talking with Carolyn Worth and Lane Ezell from Community Entry Services. And again, Community Entry Services is mainly targeted for folks with intellectual disabilities. And so what do you feel like the general public needs to know about being good community members with folks of differing abilities that way?
Just to be understanding, you know, if someone's taking a little bit longer to cross the street, just to put yourself in their shoes, you know, we can't all walk across the street when it's icy and snowy quite as fast as everyone else can. Yeah, that's kind of the biggest thing, just to be understanding. A huge thing for us is handicap accessible parking to get to and from activities. So please try not to use those if you don't need them, because just cutting down those few steps is pretty important for us. And, you know, getting to and from activities. If you see someone that needs help, we try and educate people that don't immediately help, but ask if they need help. You know, that's a great way to get involved, but also to respect someone's independence while still offering to help and be a good community member.
That seems like two really good tips.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to that, Carolyn?
I would just say, you know, raising awareness that we do have folks with intellectual disabilities in our community. And just like we said, we're here to provide that independence and community integration. And what we do for the community. I think that that's just really important to know that CES is here and what we do.
Absolutely. Any other things? I know you guys just had a little event at Handfire Pizza. Are there any other events or just notable things coming up in your future?
We have Special Olympics Winter Games coming up. That's always exciting. We participate in all the Special Olympics activities. So that'll be
January 25th, I believe.
Yeah. So look for us out of the village doing downhill skiing.
The one in the village is in February.
Okay.
January 25th, we'll be in Pinedale.
Okay.
But then we'll be at Jackson Hole Mountain Resort in February.
And we do cross country snowshoe, and then we do downhill skiing as well.
How fun.
Yeah. Okay. So look out for that.
Yeah.
Anything
and
else?
Our Christmas party is December 18th at the Elks Lodge from 6 to 9. Anyone is welcome. It's really fun. There's food and karaoke and it's dancing. Really dancing. It's a really great way to meet our clients, kind of get to know us. And
then the last thing is we will be doing the Art of Love again. That's our plate auction. I think we're going to shoot for September instead of October this year. And that's a little ways out, but we're already having artists start painting plates, which is fun too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I really appreciate you joining me today and just look forward to doing other updates as the year unfolds. But thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Keep it dialed to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.